is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm Seymour.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much that game.
It was nuts. If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to play it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is. Back in that ass for the resurrection. This is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 138. I'm C4.
And I'm Gobar.
It is November 26th, 2006, after all the chaos of the console launches we had last week and the week, whatever the hell, week before maybe. Website is hwhq.com. The IRC channel is irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. And apparently everybody forgot how this works. The email address is c4gameradio@gmail.com. You can email us there. If you cannot understand my speaking, you can go to the website, and on the left, I think it says contact. It's got the email address there in case that's not very clear, because I don't think this has happened in forever. Not a drop of email.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We missed last week because of the Wii launch. And yet my lazy ass still hasn't managed to put 137 up yet. However, it's been there. So those of you that use RSS actually got it, and the rest of you that were slick enough to just find it, got it. But the rest of you are going to be rather upset and pissed off at me, but I swear to you that I will put this up.
You're going to get a double shot.
Exactly, exactly. Like a shot in the mouth of your favorite protein mix. Deuce this week. We're not quite as bad as our friends over at Lag Radio. The last one they have up is episode 37. I just listened to 41 the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, so it could be worse. Just remember that. I have to give them my friendly ribbing every so often. They like to make fun of us because we play console games. As if that's a bad thing. I hope they're enjoying their game. Let's see, speaking of the game to enjoy, it's not on a computer, by the way. Not that there's anything wrong with computer games. In fact, this show used to be mostly focused on that, so I don't see why we get so much crap from people. In any case, it is console time, because it's just that time of year that comes around every so often with, you know, it just happens when you get, you know, major console releases and new
PC
consoles.
PC falls behind and...
Yeah, I mean, it will turn around. It's okay, PC people.
Every time they don't catch up a little less, though. They catch up a little less.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you're definitely right. Although I don't want to sit here and be the doomsayer of PC gaming, because that will never happen, I don't think. Not least until Microsoft works a mouse and keyboard into the 360. Then we'll talk. However, that's not the case today. But I did want to talk about something really quick about Gears of War, right off the top, anyway. Actually, a couple things. Not too many, though. The first thing I wanted to mention was, I think on the last show, I was like, oh, yeah, just play it on Insane to begin with, because it'll make it longer. Okay, yeah, I'm insane. You need to play this on hardcore, not on casual, though. And playing so on hardcore through on the very first time, it's doable, it's hella fun, and it's a lot more of a challenge than casual. Insane is absolutely ridiculous. Bring a friend with some skills, because you suck. And that's the only way to do that.
It seems like Insane is more of the co-op difficulty level.
Yeah. Man, Zombie and I have been playing for days. Zombie 5 and I have played for hours. And, I mean, we spent like one night on one chapter, just getting killed over and over and over. It's really cool, though. I mean, sometimes it's bullshit, but sometimes it's really cool and it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And I actually played single player on Insane. We got up to, like, Act 5, and so I had to play. Like, I haven't seen him for the last couple of days, and maybe last week or two anyway. And I got to the boss guy on Insane, single player, and it's just, like, impossible. It's, like, complete bullshit, so I need him. We need to get him through the last part up until the end, and then we can sit there and rip our hair out trying to kill General Ram. Yeah, there's no emails, although at least I know one email disappeared. Because I got a little PM on the forum from Fuchikoma X, who's like, where did my email go? And I said, what email? So I don't know how many times he mentioned Viagra and Cialis in there, but it sure in the hell didn't make it through to me. I don't know what happened, if it got cut out by the spam filters or what. So that leaves us with content. We're only 4 minutes in. We're screwed. Can we do it? Can it be done? I think so. And it's a rather short notes, too.
Yeah.
Like page-wise, anyway. And the last page is, like, half full. We shall see. Before we jump into, like, the really big, good, juicy stuff, you know, the Wii and the PlayStation 3 launch, I mean, everybody knows that's what this show's going to be about because that's what happened this week in gaming. I had to mention this about Gears of War. And this was that other thing that I wanted to mention about it. An Electronic Arts executive, the general manager for Electronic Arts Montreal, ripped in to Gears of War.
Which bottom line is tasteless.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? This game is shite. We should play fucking whatever the hell crap it is, flavor of the week.
Or 2042. Or whatever, yeah.
2142 isn't the year it is. It's the number of games that this is out at now. You know, and the sad truth is that's going to come to pass someday soon. You got to hear, I pulled out these quotes from him. From Alain, what kind of name is that? A-L-A-I-N? Taskin, T-A-S-C-A-N, douchebag, we'll call him from here on out, furthermore known as douchebag. He says, what is Gears of War? I mean, Gears of War brings nothing in terms of innovation to the shooter, like zero. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that was true, first of all, douchebag, let me introduce you to the kettle. Okay? Do you see this here? Okay? Seriously. All right? I mean, coming from somebody at Electronic Arts, that's incredibly laughable. Oh, yeah. There's no innovation here. This game didn't do anything to change anything. Why are you people buying it? Buy our game. I don't understand this shit at all.
No, neither do I. Not to mention, there is innovation.
Yes, there is.
Not a great amount. It's not like they invented the headshot, but it's...
Right.
They did a pretty good job of innovating the console shooter.
They really did. I mean, they've... Thank you. The console shooter. Maybe that's what we'll call it. I've been twisting my brain over this for like the last couple of days, trying to figure out what to call these games. There's the... I mean, it's like more than a third-person shooter.
Right.
And it's not a first-person shooter. We know that. But yet... that's positive. I want something nice and negative so it sounds good, you know? So, something to call Halo. Something to call Resistance. Something to call, you know, these first-person shooters on a console... We need a negative term for them, because I feel that they are better on the computer.
Right.
The controls are superior. Period. End of the story. So, and I don't like them on the console. They don't feel like they belong there, I guess is what it really is. And so that's why I think we need something that's like a negative derogatory term to a computer-ported first-person shooter.
We'll think of something. We're good at slamming stuff, so we'll think of
something. Yeah, it'll just come out one day. And I cannot wait. I mean, but Jesus God, this is Electronic Arts' own business model here. Well, not anymore. They're going for 50% innovation, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have the measuring stick out.
Like when they stole that, in the last football game, 2006, I think.
Madden?
Yeah. They stole... Seven? I think 2006 was the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Where they stole one of the modes.
Oh, the Superstar mode?
Yeah, that might have been
something
it.
Something like that? Yeah.
That was their 50% innovation.
Exactly.
Theft.
Theft, yeah. It's Sony's business model right there. Good. But, I mean, this game obviously has done something correct, though. Because even people who don't like shooters, particularly on a console... are enjoying the shit out of this game.
Like myself.
Yeah. And me. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. And I know Hades is loving it. There's something to that when you can get a group of people interested in a game they normally don't like that genre. Okay, there's something to that. Hello. I mean, not to mention that active reload system, it's such a real simple and cool idea, but it just really added a whole lot to the game that I'm sure EA will steal soon.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
everyone should.
Exactly. I hope they do, because it's good. They created that out of thin air. I do believe, by definition, that is innovation. Okay? I mean, there's more to it than just the reload system, of course. You cannot, I mean, you know. But, just for now. Okay. I'll move on. Why are people loving it so much? It's like added production value. Incredible cutscenes and the best graphics ever. I'm sure it's going to be a great success. I can't wait to play it. But let's face the graphics are still number one. If it was all about graphics... My feeling is, anyway, that a bunch of people would have put it down after playing through once. Mm-hmm. Because there's no reason to go through it again. Once you've seen those amazing graphics, you just tell yourself, wow, that was pretty. You know? That looked beautiful. I'm going to have to play that again just to see it. No, you don't have that. What you have is you have videos on YouTube you watch over and over and over, you know? Mm-hmm. And how come every single person I talk to, myself included, is saying how much fun co-op mode is? Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it is amazing. And I actually tried that first. Zombie and I played that, and then Bobcat and I played it for all the way through on hardcore, I think. And, I mean, we just had a goddamn good time. And not once was I like, dude, we are having such a graphical orgasm right now. We need to see more. You know,
my eyes are leaking. Yeah.
Not once did I say that, you know? And not once did he say, not once have I ever heard anybody say that. But I have heard people say, wow, this game is pretty. Wow, this is amazing looking. And they keep playing for the fun. They don't keep playing. Wow, let's go on to see the next amazing scene. Because that's what this is about. It's like Final Fantasy or something, you know? I mean, Jesus, God. Okay, now let's not forget the online versus mode either, okay? That's something else that, like, in the last show, I didn't mention the online versus mode, which I've actually spent a considerable amount of time doing now, which is a real pisser because I'm not so sure it's updated my profile. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's still missing. Like, you know, it still says you have zero headshots. You have zero kills with the shotgun. And, no, because I played for hours. I mean, one day I put in like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. And you had time with it?
In fact, it was the Wii Doomsday that I did that. I had a blast. I even like met some dude that was kind of a little racist fuck. But, you know, everybody on Xbox Live seems to be. I just don't get it on there. But, I mean, the guy was cool, you know, but like somebody's everyday speech on Xbox Live is much different than in the real world. And every word is gay. Or the N-word, you know? It's like, what? I mean, and I've never heard my nickname used in conjunction with Compton before either. Like, seriously, like, 619, yeah, nigga, C4, Compton in the house! And I'm like, what the fuck? Seriously. Okay. I mean, this kid was all into it. And you know this guy is white as bread, man.
Oh, yeah.
He must be. It was just hilarious. And he's a good guy, though. We had a good time. But, like, some of the stuff this kid was saying was just, I mean, I'd throw him on mute and laugh my ass off, you know, because I'd get going on a tear and just start ripping through people, and he's getting more excited than I was about it, you know, and he was getting all gangsta on me. It was kind of strange. But, like, I mean, some of the other things that I even forgot to mention in the last episode that were really cool about this, and I mean, I tried to give it the most stellar review possible with what I had seen at that point, which was a little bit of co-op and the entire single-player campaign, and what I knew about the online mode not working. But I even left out really cool stuff like the split paths, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Now, let me try to describe this very succinctly and short. When you're playing single-player, you have, like, three dudes with you, like, they're AI, and they're kind of dumb. I mean, they're not complete worthless retards. Sometimes they are, but not all the time. And the game will present you with a choice of a path. You go left or to the right, you know, and you get to pick. And on co-op, your buddy actually has to go the other way, right, with one computer guy, and you get a computer guy. So it's insanely hard on co-op, but it's friggin' cool. Okay, they could have left it just as simple as that. You guys walk through, and you blow away a couple monsters, and you join back up, you know, at some other point.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. It goes the extra mile. There's, you know, in every part, you use your position strategically to aid your buddy.
Right.
You know, so I'm down there on the ground, and I'm behind, you know, there's a troika down at the other end, a guy behind a machine gun just ripping into me, and I can't get up and shoot him or I get killed, right? But my buddy is up top at a building somewhere, able to snipe that guy for me, and then I can get out and shoot guys that are going to bum rush him because I can get behind him. I mean, it's very, but nowhere do your paths, you know, meet through the little gauntlet of, you know, splitness, you know,
right.
until you're over with it. So it's really, really cool. And you run across each other a lot. You're there. You have the coverage. You have to work together. And it happens a couple times throughout the game. It's really, really a neat feature. Another thing that I've never seen in a game before. You know, sure, I can happen to be down the way and I can snipe pretty far away in, like, Doom, even. You know, mm-hmm. back in Doom 1. Sure. You can't snipe, but, you know, I can shoot down a hallway and cover my buddy who might be, we could call it a different path, or shoot through a window. But, this was designed that way, so it's fat,
right.
You know? I mean, it's really, really slick. Just one of those extra things. The music, the way it, like, peaks when you're in combat, you know, and it gets all fast and crazy. And then just, like, when everybody's dead, the music changes, so you know, oh, I'm done with combat. I can freaking breathe. Gong. Yeah. It's really slick. I mean, they did a hell of a job. The whole situation is awesome. And the online mode is cool. The achievements are like, you have to win on this map. You have to win on that map. And that takes some effort because in 8 hours, and I did not suck. I did not suck. Because it's 4v4
right.
maximum, and every match I did was 4v4. And I would say I was always second on my team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I even won one. You know, and you know, I won. I didn't always have the highest points, and that's what you have to do to get the thing. So I don't know, but it's a hell of a lot of fun. It really is. On a console with a damn controller, something I thought I could never get used to, but they did that correctly finally. You know, on the damn console. So in any case, the last quote I have from this douchebag. I'm not talking about my tastes. I'm just saying, when you go to Metacritic, this is like a website, Metacritic.com, where they have like, you know, IGN gave it to this, GameSpot gave it to that, bam, here's an overall of like, you know, 20 different sites, whatever. And you see a 96 for Gears of War, and then you read the critics saying, okay, storyline, there's none, gameplay is not innovative. Then I say, why did they give it a 96? They were blown away by the high quality graphics. Myself, I prefer something more creative. Okay. Have you ever played an Electronic Arts game, douchebag? I really don't think he has. He has no idea. He probably hasn't, actually. You know, so, and I have to say, you cannot focus on one element of the game, okay? If he says, one reviewer said the gameplay was not innovative, fine. Maybe that guy doesn't think it is. And then another reviewer says, you know, the storyline's thin. It's a shooter.
I say it's got a pretty good storyline for a shooter.
For a shooter, you know, hey, you know, you might be onto something there. I mean, seriously. But a game is like a culmination of these things, you know? It's the graphics, it's the gameplay, it's the sound, it's all of these things together. So you can't, you know, if one part fails, it very well may break a game.
Mm-hmm.
I consider controls to be like the worst offender for that, you know? Bad controls will ruin the best game, you know? It's just how it is for me, so I tend to judge harshly on a game that has, you know, asinine controls.
Mm-hmm. And it also depends on the genre, even. I mean, right. As to what aspect is going to break
which
it.
Which brings me right into, if the game is light on story, and it's an RPG, well, hey, that hurts it.
Yeah, you might have.
But if it's a shooter, whatever, man.
I don't even really want story.
Yeah, as long as they tell me why I have to go from point A to point B, and I'm not so sure if this guy, you know, in fact, doesn't he say, where is it? I'm not interested. Didn't he say I want to play it somewhere in here?
Yeah, it's the same.
I can't wait to play it. Okay, so you have no ground level then. Okay? What the fuck? Because you know what the story for this is? Sure. They have little scenes here and there, but that's not what is like keeping me engaged. It's the characters that I'm interacting with, my teammates that have a personality all of their own. And while you're going through the story, they don't pause to, like, you know, tell you a story and whatnot, but you're fighting and you're talking to Mission Control and they're like, Alpha Squad went down somewhere in this vicinity, can you find them? I don't know, we're under attack, shut the fuck up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You blow some dudes away and all of a sudden you hear combat coming from around the corner. That's your story. You're in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A little something I would like to think that, you know, recent Final Fantasies need to remember. Oh, burn. And I am going to, I'm going to go on, like, the serious righteous path right now, okay? Because I don't know anybody who's beat Final Fantasy XII yet. Of all these praise the Final Fantasyers that I know, all these mega fanboys, they can't tell me that they've gone through this yet. And most of them can tell me they've moved on to something else, or at least put it down temporarily.
Well, I have a pretty good reason.
You do. We'll get to that. You do. You do.
And I was playing it pretty hardcore until that reason.
Right, right, right. But, I mean, hey, if it's that good. Okay, in any case, let's see. The gameplay itself, as far as, you know, shooting people, isn't so innovative. You know, I think I've played a game before where I pointed a weapon at somebody and a bullet came out and I shot them. I'm fairly certain, you know. Point and shoot, I've done it before. But, like, the act of reloading, the cover system, I've never played a game that was that good. Okay, we've got games like Ghost Recon, it's not cool though. Like, it's more realistic type. This falls into my arcadey type of shooter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm such a big fan of Gears of War because I was a huge fan of something like Tactical Ops, the mod for Unreal Tournament, you know, and Frag Ops, something like that for Unreal Tournament 2003 and 4. You know, it was more arcadey, so maybe I just kind of lean towards that. But it doesn't make it not fun for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good game, and you can appreciate that just on those merits alone. The aiming is actually good on a shooter on a console. Blew my mind. I know plenty of people that can't stand shooters on consoles, and they're all hooked on this damn game.
Well,
that says something.
It's nice because they, when you're out and moving around, the sensitivity is much greater than when you actually aim in, and then the
right.
sensitivity becomes a lot less so that you can aim more accurately.
Right, right. I mean,
which is something a stick needs.
Right, it definitely does. It's almost like they played the game while they were developing it. And said,
and
this
knew,
sucks.
They knew what kind of hardware was going to be being used.
It's amazing. It's really something, let me tell you. Although I am sad to say, I have been hearing that this very well may see a PC release, you know, sometime next year. I do not think it will play the same at all, and I really think that it won't do that well. It'll sell, like, billions of copies, but it won't be, like, the online multiplayer game to play.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think that. Not at all. And it's awfully short, too. It's a lot of PC people that aren't into that kind of thing, so I don't know. Plus, you're going to need some pretty beefy hardware to run it, I bet, too.
Okay.
I mean, sure, it runs on this.
But it has all the tricks.
Right, right.
All the hardware tricks.
And not all of Windows, just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, whatever. On to the big news for the show. The glorious PlayStation 3 has launched in the United States November 17th, a mere 9 days ago. Now, sadly, not a soul on planet Earth has opened it yet, and they're all on eBay still. I don't know. Do you know anybody with this?
No, no.
I do know one person.
I know one person that bought one.
I actually know a guy who bought it to own it.
Oh, really?
He was one out of, like, 20 people in a line. There was two of them. And him, who I know, and one other person was there who was buying it for her son or some shit. Was keeping it. Everybody in their line was like, nope, selling it, which is pretty sad. And this dude, like, saved for it. Like, I remember months ago. In fact, we mentioned it on the show where I, like, made jokes about it. I'm like, some douchebag I talked to at work said that he was going to start saving now to play Metal Gear. he waited. He had a friend wait for him when he couldn't because he had to work
right.
a couple of the days. I mean, and he pulled it off, and yet he doesn't play the damn thing. Like, he has resistance and I think something else, and he just, like, I have never heard him really, like, talk it up. He just has it. You know, that shiny, huge, black monolith of look what I've got and you don't, you know? I don't get it. But whatever, you know, hey, I mean, okay, you know, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
I even had people, okay, try to pull some shit to get one of these things, okay? People are lined up Monday night, okay? It wasn't coming out until Friday. These people waiting out there in the freezing ass cold. I saw two people, and these are just the people I saw. Okay, this probably went on the whole week. I saw this hella rich lady, like, start some shit about not being able to wait in line. I can't be expected to do this. My son wants one. Blah 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 blah. And I'm gonna get one. You know, just like she deserved it.
It's just because she was
get
rich.
The fucking yeah, exactly. Get the fuck now. Sad to say, some people that does work for
mm-hmm.
because. I do know if PlayStation 3 is being held for people that are rich, because
they spend a lot of money.
Yes, which is fucking absolute fucking bullshit, but I digress. I also saw, and this was the best one, I thought, okay, the mom, I can understand, because she doesn't fucking understand dick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The military guy. I took a bullet for my country, and I got shrapnel in my leg, and I can't wait in this line. Can a brother get one for his son? No, get the fucking line.
So now, I have a quick story about this.
Oh, is this the...
My coworker, his dad, actually...
Deep throat the mic, please.
Okay.
There we go.
See
how much better that is for me?
My coworker's dad walked into Best Buy for a power cord for his laptop. And he happened to see some employee carrying two PS3s to the shelf. He's like, hey, where are you taking those? Oh, to the shelf. Can I have one? Yeah, sure, here you go.
Oh, my God.
Just walked in on Friday and bought one.
On launch day. This is way down there. This
Carson.
One here. Oh, okay. Wow. Holy crap. Now, that happened, not the same scenario, but something very similar happened here. We got six more in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them belonged to us, and I don't know where they went. I imagine some shadiness happened and some employees wound up with them. I know one employee at least wound up with one. Which is fucking bullshit, A. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
B, two of them weren't ours. They were for CompUSA. Yeah. And then when we delivered them, they denied it ever happened and wouldn't sell them. They said it didn't exist. So you know the employees were like, oh, shotgun.
Yep.
Fucking assholes. But whatever. Okay. I'm cool. Well, I'm cool.
It's the, as far as the employees getting it, it's the benefit of working such a shitty job.
It should be, but the company will fire you for this.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. Unless it's on launch day, of course. Unless you can rig something, apparently.
That shocked me. Monday came along, and he told me that, and I was like,
no way that just happened.
There's people that were waiting at that Best Buy since Monday.
That's amazing. And he bought it. Now, explain this, too, also.
He bought it to sell it on eBay.
And how old is he?
He's like 70.
This old dude. Does he play video games?
No.
Had he ever heard of it before?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I think my coworker had been telling him about it.
Okay, I thought he might have just heard about it on the news or something. Mm. Okay, so anyway, and dude, there was people getting robbed in lines, people getting shot, stabbed, you know, cars broken into because they thought they had a PlayStation, and this was ugly. Way to launch a console, Sony. Holy crap. All right, you know, worldwide panic. My God, there's not enough PlayStations. What is this world coming to? No wonder people want to bomb our country. Now, apparently, though, this thing actually runs nice and cool and quiet, apparently, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody says it's quieter than the 360, which, okay.
It's not shocking. The 360 is kind of loud.
When the disc is going.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't hear it. My computer's kind of loud, so maybe that's why I don't hear the 360 so much. I actually took my intercooler off. It was way too freaking loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't use it anymore, and the Xbox has been just fine. The third one, it's nice and quiet, and it works great. Our demo unit overheated in the first 4 hours we had it hooked up, so I don't know. I imagine that's bad design on the.
It was in a case though.
Kiosk thing.
Yeah.
It's not the one that you see. It's actually hiding underneath that. One that's like actually on display. There's nothing plugged into it. You can see. It's just a shell. Like you can look right through it. And there's no plug.
It's like a PlayStation 3 shaped piece of plastic.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but it's like I think it's. Well, I don't know. I didn't look that close. I bet that's what it is, though, because there's nothing to it. Like, right. You can see through it, I'm sure. But, like, I'm trying to think what the ports on the back look like. They might just actually be that, just molded that way to look kind of realistic. The real unit's actually underneath that. But I understand it's, like, wrapped, like, it's really, like, there's cords wrapped around it and stuff. So it kind of, like, you know, only because there's no place to put them.
Right.
So I guess that's why a lot of the demo kiosk unit things are overheating and having some problems. So, I don't know. That says some good things about the unit itself, as long as it runs nice and cool and quiet. It has a very large backward compatibility list. I guess only a few games didn't work at first. There was like 200 PlayStation 2 games or something that like didn't work, I guess. And I heard Sony put out an update to fix this. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. But a lot of people were saying the sound just stops in these games. They just freeze. The graphics tweak. I doubt they fixed them all. But I don't know, because I don't have one. The thing uses the PlayStation Portable interface, in case you didn't know that, which, you know, a lot of people absolutely love it. Some people don't like it. I actually like it on the PSP somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat. I don't like having to navigate for a lot of things, and I think the layout on the PS3 looked more complicated. Like, there was hell of the fuck more sections.
Right.
And I didn't like that, and because I don't like it on the PSP so much, you know? I like it so it's easy to surf through my music and whatnot, and some videos, which... I can't get to play videos anymore, but that's a different story. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not so sure that's a great idea to use that interface.
It's in practice, it doesn't seem all that much different than the Blades, though.
The Blades need a lot of work. The Blades on the 360 definitely need a lot of work, I think. I don't like them very much.
Right.
There's worse interfaces, though.
Mm.
We'll get to the Wii in a minute. Okay. How the fuck... The shitty online store... Okay, I'll give this. I'll give Sony this. They give you real money. Your account, you do have to make an account, I guess, is associated with real dollars, not this Sony points kind of thing.
But you have to buy these dollars.
I do not know. But I do know that it does use real money.
Mm.
So, that said, you use a cursor on your screen to wiggle through your purchases.
Yeah, using the stick.
Using the analog stick, you have a cursor on the screen. I mean... That's just frustrating. I would be so angry.
What's the point?
Yeah, no, give me a mouse then. Fuck it. You know? Now, the 360, I don't know why they didn't... Okay, Sony steals everything else. They should have taken a good look at their competition that they think they're so much better than. Because their competition has some fantastic ideas. Not just Nintendo, six-axis. I'm talking about Microsoft and Xbox Live.
Well, they tried. They said, hey, that's a good idea.
They did not even try. The PlayStation 2 and 3 online is a joke.
Well,
it is a joke.
True enough, but that's because they just said, hey, that's working on Xbox.
It's gotta work for us. Yeah. it's terrible. Their online service can lick my sweaty nutsack, I swear to God. Now, Ars Technica had a review of the PlayStation 3 up there, a fantastic website for all kinds of hardware stuff. I go there every so often. They always have all kinds of really crazy shit to read. But I thought they did a pretty good job of actually going through some of the things, because you can tell they like it, but, like, for no good reason, really. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell they want to like it, because it's a PlayStation. It's going to be cool, you know? But, like, fuck, why did they fuck this up? Why did they do that wrong? Why did they do this like this? And it was neat to read it, because it's like, wow, it almost feels like they're doing an actual unbiased review on it, because you can tell they want to like it.
Mm.
But they can't. It's like Sony fights them the whole way. They were also saying something about, like, okay, now, this cannot be network congestion. Okay? This cannot be. There's only 4 PlayStations that are in use in the United States. Okay? 3 hours for an 800 meg download.
Ooh.
Off their store. Right? Lots of them would download and fail and not resume them. And my favorite part, there is no background downloading. So when you click on that game demo that's a gig and a half, you have to sit there and watch it download.
Holy crap.
Now, to be fair, the 360 was like this originally. Now we can queue up, you know, gigabytes of shit and then go fucking play games and watch movies all day,
mm-hmm.
while it takes care of itself. So to be fair, the 360 had that issue at first, and Sony needs to work out some kinks. But here's the problem. In people's eyes, they're seeing this as, here's the next-gen consoles arrived. Current-gen consoles have these features. Okay, blah, 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 blah. What constitutes a current-gen console? The PlayStation 3? And that's it? No, it doesn't stand alone. The Wii, the PlayStation 3, and the Xbox 360, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so therefore, who has the best features of all of them? Well, fanboy it up all you want. When you get your hands on the 360, you realize that, wow, they've really taken some time to develop this thing and make it incredible. And Sony just didn't quite see that, I think.
They've also spent the last year doing that.
Exactly. But I that gives them, in my book, since they now have the superior setup, the lead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this gave them a year's jump on the competition, which may have not been all roses. You know, it may have not been all perfect. But, okay, time has come now. These other consoles have came out, and the 360's, you know, standing tall. It's really impressed me a lot, and more so after we get to our next little our little review here, a little story. What else did we have here? Oh, the games, they continue to play after you eject the disc. You know, like, you're playing along, and if you pop the disc out, like, you keep playing until it needs to load, and then it just, like, goes to, like, a black screen. It's like
I think the PS2 did that as well, didn't it?
Really? I think this might be the PS2 emulator.
Mm.
You have to reset the console
mm-hmm.
to get back, but that's just kind of stupid. Your controllers come, they get cut off. Not like while you're in the middle of gaming, but when you switch games out.
Oh.
You know, that's just kind of stupid. I mean, that could be nitpicking because they can fix that. This can be a firmware update in the near future.
Right.
It better be fucking near. And it better not brick your console. Because guess what? The Xbox doesn't have this problem.
I think I heard somewhere that their, controllers are having a problem with syncing issues.
That sounds familiar, but I didn't write it down because I could not, at the time anyway, find anything on it. But I did hear some issues, but I've also heard that about the Wii.
Mm.
So, I don't know. But guess what doesn't have that problem? The 360.
I haven't had my Wii controller unsync on me yet. Oh.
No, and it never happened to me. It didn't, so. The high-definition scaler, not quite working correctly either, apparently, in the Sony PlayStation 3. Apparently, if you've got, like, a certain TV, it just doesn't like it. Like, not like a TV.
It goes down instead of up.
It goes, well, no. You can't go up past your TV. So, like, if you got a 720 TV that only do, like, 720 progressive, you get 480.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your game will not do that. It will not do 1080, so it just jumps down to 480. If you've got, and it's, I don't know, it seems to be like it's certain TVs are jacked up. It's really weird. It's not the TV. It's like the PlayStation can't figure out what the hell to do with the signal, so mm-hmm. it just drops it way the fuck down, which is kind of a pain in the ass. I don't know. Of course, it has no rumble, because, you know, God knows, you can't have that in a controller with motion sensing. It does not work.
No, it's technologically impossible.
It's impossible. Just ask Nintendo. shitty launch games for this thing. I mean, okay, you've got Resistance. That's the only one that's getting good reviews, mm-hmm. which is falls into our... I was hoping we'd have a nasty nickname for these kind of games by now, but we don't. The console, computer console first-person shooter, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe we can call it like the control-challenged first-person shooters or something, you know? Like they've lost their way, you know? This game would be superior on a computer.
Don't you know you're on the wrong piece of hardware?
You should know better than this, man. There's also no PS2 controller ports on this thing. I thought there was. For some bizarre reason, I really thought there was. Apparently not. You know why? Sony makes more money on a new shiny 6-axis than your old, already paid for PS2
controller. Well, also considering it's basically the exact same controller, there isn't a whole lot of need.
What do you mean? Like, a whole lot of need for...
A regular PS2 DualShock.
There's not a whole... No. What? There's no reason to not be able to use one, though. You know what I mean? Like...
I suppose that's true.
That's how I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it as, why should I have to pay for that if I've got that? And if I'm going to mostly play PS2 games, because that's, you know, all that runs on this thing, except for these other four games, why can't I use that? Because they need more money, which is fine. Okay, that's cool. I understand it. You're going to be paying out the ass for, you know, Nintendo's new controls, because you got to buy, like, accessories and clip-ons for the controls. But it's still, like, the same price anyway. If you're to get, like, a Wiimote and a Nunchuck, it's the same price as, like, a 6-axis. You know what else? The games don't support, like, at least none of the games that are out have custom soundtracks. Another thing our friendly Xbox 360 does, where you can rip your own music to it. You can't even make a playlist in that thing. You just can play music on it. And, you know, because remember, this is replacing your home... Right. Theater here. This is all you need.
It will be the living room.
That's yeah, exactly. This is what Sony tells you need to have, and this is what you will work with. I struggled through that to say... I swear to God, ask Kobar, I tried to find something positive to say earlier.
He was upset that he couldn't.
And I can't. Okay, they haven't bricked it yet. There we go. They have not had a firmware that has bricked a PlayStation 3 yet. There's my positive remark. Seriously, this thing has a long, long, long road ahead of it. Mm-hmm. You still can't find more than 5 in the store, it seems like, at any given time. I mean, good job. Now, let's take our coin and flip it over. And we come across, 2 days later, the launch, the U.S. launch, at least, of the Nintendo Wii. Do you want to go ahead, since I got to do the fun part?
C4 and I decided that we were going to go and try to get one of these because neither one of us had ever owned a system on launch day. So we show up early in the morning. C4 had some friends there, so we ended up number 46 and 47th in line.
Co-workers.
And we sat around in the freezing cold because I forgot my jacket.
That was hilarious.
God. I'm sitting there shivering.
6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it sucked.
That was pretty brutal.
It was a very nice atmosphere. I mean, everybody was really excited.
It made me want to, like, camp out for the next console. Mm-hmm. It really did. See, I've never done anything, you know, and I still haven't ever, like, camped out for something like that. But I always knew that they had a lot of fun in the lines because I remember hanging out with some of the people at the 360 line. Mm-hmm. So, we thought this would be a good idea. And, I mean, what the hell? The worst that could happen is we have to talk to people and see them buy it, you know? And we had to get up early to go stand out in front of Best Buy.
I wish I wasn't quite as tired as I was because I pulled an all-nighter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
6 o'clock in the morning was just not happening otherwise.
I didn't sleep for shit, though, either. I didn't sleep very much, either. I tried, and I was, like, too excited. It was like a kid before Christmas, man. I could not sleep because I remember when we got back, I took a nap for, like, 4 hours in the middle of that day. I was just exhausted.
Mm-hmm. I did, too. That was about all the sleep I got was about the 3-4-hour nap.
It was pretty cool, though. I mean, the people out there.
Yeah, the whole experience was actually quite nice. When we walked in.
We met that dude in line, too. Josh.
Yeah, the guy with the mohawk.
The mohawk. Yeah, that guy was fucking cool. I mean, it's just neat to get outside and into a group of people that are just like you, mm-hmm. where you can carry on a conversation around people that understand what the fuck you're talking about. Well, most of them. A lot of, like, these 17-year-old kids are looking. This guy was, like, 31. I'm 28. We played D&D a lot in like, you know, junior high or high school, I guess, you know, early high school. And people were like, what? Like, it was absurd. You didn't always have computer games? What the fuck? You know,
what did you do?
You know, yeah, I mean, we watched paint dry and grass grow. You know, it was great to talk to these people, though. And I mean, even the younger guys were great because they did play, you know, some of the old school games. Some of them were really into it. A lot of people knew about emulation and stuff. And everybody had some kind of portable with them, it seemed like. You know, mm-hmm. I saw PSPs and more DSs than anything out there everywhere. I mean, it was really cool. It was really a cool little... It was like a nerd party out front of Best Buy at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning. It was fantastic.
When we finally got in, there was just everyone was just grabbing handfuls of stuff, and everybody just like had this great smile on their face. And I remember hearing that on Friday when the PS3 launched, they sold like 5 games.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody bought
5
that.
Pieces of software out of the 40 PS3s.
And like 4 controllers.
Yeah.
Like 6 axes.
And that's it. Just a bunch of hardware.
Yep.
And when we went to the Nintendo thing, everybody has like handfuls of controllers and games and
couldn't hold on to enough stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was just, and it was just a good thing.
It was neat too because now if you were listening closely to our story, we showed up on launch day 2 hours before the doors opened,
mm-hmm.
and you know we were number 46 and 47 in line of 102.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was plenty to go around, unlike the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, there ended up being like 9 left at the end of the day.
Right. At the end of the opening.
Right. So, and PS3 certainly couldn't say that. I picked up Trauma Center and Zelda.
I ended up grabbing Excite Truck and Zelda.
And
a Wii Classic Control, which I do believe sucked major ass. It seemed like a good idea at the time, and it was only like $20.
It did. But it looks very non-ergonomic.
It is totally ass. It's got, okay, both the D-pads on it have those 8 points on them. Like, you know when you're pressing up because it cradles into a little section. It's not just round.
Mm-hmm.
It like the C-stick on a GameCube control. It clicks around.
Or the nunchuck.
Oh, Christ, that thing had it too. See, I don't like that. I didn't like, it really felt like, you're too retarded to work an analog stick. So we're going to give you the points here, which isn't all bad, though, I guess, really, you know? But I don't like it very much. I'm not that retarded. The Z buttons are retarded, though. Okay, if you're holding a... Okay, picture holding a Super Nintendo controller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got your shoulder buttons up on the top up there. Now, make them longer so they take up, like, more of your finger. And put the Z buttons on either side of where the cord comes out of, just past where your fingertips would reach. So, like, you have to stretch ass to hit those Z buttons. And I gave you 2 in case, you know, one finger has an easier chance of hitting it than the other. But it's still just an asinine design. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like they put any effort into it at all. I mean, it was very generic. Like, unfortunately, they tried to almost make the thing feel very retro. Now, I understand what they're doing with this console.
It's like an oval.
Yeah, and I understand what the whole mentality behind the revolution, behind the Wii is supposed to be, you know, but it doesn't mean that, I feel that it needs to be modern, yet play old school. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the newfound right. glory of our motion sensing and all that stuff. But like, maybe we'll get into the user interface in a little bit. Let me rip on the control some more here. It also has, like, I swear to God, it's like a fucking 18-inch cord on it. Okay? For the classic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it plugs into the Wiimote. How dumb is that? You have to sit there with the Wiimote in your lap and play, to play with this controller. I thought that was stupid.
Right.
I thought that was really a bad, poor, poor design.
The original idea was great. Or is it just a shell?
Right, what happened to that?
And the Wiimote just plugged into it.
That would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
That would be freaking awesome. Why couldn't that work? You could use a fucking Nintendo 64 shell.
Mm-hmm.
Drop that bitch in there, and you have the perfect controller for Nintendo games, for Super Nintendo games, for Nintendo 64,
mm-hmm.
and not quite for GameCube games.
No, but you can plug in a GameCube controller.
Right, something Sony missed in the stolen memos. there's 4 GameCube controller ports on it, and even 2 for the memory card slots for the damn thing, for the GameCube. It's really cool. Another thing I didn't like about that classic controller, which I thought it would have been a nice, you know, we love you, users, you know, in a nice move, would have been make it fucking USB. It's not. It's some funky Nintendo configuration, a little proprietary connector hookup to you.
Right.
You know, not that the controller's any good. Therefore, I wouldn't have used it anyway, and I would never turn my back on my beautiful 360 control. God. But, you know, hey, it would have been a nice nod to everybody if, yeah, here, a fucking USB classic controller, here's some drivers for Windows, you know? That would have been okay. But the control turned out to suck ass anyway, but that's besides the point, you know, I was still... Because remember I said something to you in line? When I remember, before, you know, I'm standing there looking at the connector going, God damn it! You know? And you're like, what do you expect? It's Nintendo!
Yeah.
Hell, I think 8 people yelled that at me. I think that guy Josh said something too. In any case, what do you think about the controller though? Like the actual, the Wiimote and the Nunchuck themselves?
I really like the Wiimote. I think it's quite comfortable. I think it's very nice to have your hands independent of each other.
God, yes, it is. It really is.
So you can just like lay them down on yourself in any way that happens to be comfortable.
Almost.
And
it's kind of, like the cord is like 4 feet. Right, I would kill for about six and a half feet, so you could actually stretch those arms out all the way you can go. You know what I mean? That would be nice because I can see my dumb ass playing some kind of sword fighting game, and there I go forward with my shield block with my left hand, back for a power swing with my right hand, and the controller cable pops out and clocks me in the face. I can see it happening, folks. Yeah. It's going to happen.
When they're closer together, all that extra slack would be annoying.
Yeah, no, it would be. Hell, I mean, even the slack they have is annoying, so what's a couple more feet? You know, maybe they tested it, though, and they know better than I do. It's possible. You know, they make these things, not me. Some of the straps I saw were breaking. Did you see that? Any videos of this? Mm-mm. People somehow are videoing people playing Wiis, and they just happen to be catching the straps breaking on them an awful lot. And hold on to the fucking controller!
Yeah, I don't even use the strap.
So, yeah, I did because I was trying to be all, you know, homoerotic about it at first. But then I just, like, found myself forgetting to strap it on, you know, and I was just like, whatever.
Well, there's even, in at least the two games that I own, there's a little thing at the very beginning that says,
Put the strap on. Yeah, that's on there, yeah. That's on there. It doesn't mean it's any good, though. you know the speaker, though, in that damn Wiimote sucks ass?
It is kind of cheesy. The little tiny, like, almost computer speaker type of deal.
Yeah. It, like, ruined it, though. Like, I mean, like, ruined some games for me, though. It's that bad.
How does Excitruck use it?
You hear, like, weak-ass crashes. It's all... You know, I mean, it sounds like the worst, like Nintendo 8-bit sounds.
Right.
Crash
they overuse it in Zelda. It would have been nice for, like, when the Navi-type character...
I love that.
Like that.
Yes. That would have been dope.
She does that.
It's not her. She's not in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's this other dipshit. I want her. I love that character. I love that shit. I tried everything I could to get that little fairy to talk. moving it all over the screen. I'm like, talk, damn you.
Navi's gone mute.
Yeah. No! The unit itself, though, is very, very small.
I was surprised. Like, I knew it was small. But when I actually got it out...
Three DVD cases. Yeah. And I was like, bullshit.
Yeah, when I actually got it out and held it in my hand, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And it's heavy.
It is. It's solid. It's solid.
I mean, that thing must be just absolutely electronics wall to wall.
Yeah. I was blown away. It was nice and small. It's pretty slick looking. It really is. It's pretty cool. Apparently, people are too dumb to figure out which way discs go into it, though. Because all over the internet, oh my god, my Wii doesn't read discs. Oh, I've got them in upside down.
Raven actually did that.
I don't remember you telling me that.
Yeah. Oh, we were sitting there and she was putting it in. I'm like, oh, you're gotta be fucking with me. And then it's because she was putting the.
I could have sworn you told me that, like, that didn't happen. Like, I asked specifically about it, but I can't remember. Oh my god, that's horrible. That's funny shit. You know what I think it is? Which way does it stand up in relation to a PS2? The other way? Like, if you stood your Wii and you stood your PS2, visualize it. Which way does the Wii sit? I'm not sure. Is it just like the PS2? Or does it goes in the other? Okay, but the way the disc faces when you put it in...
The disc, the blank side faces towards the power button. Not the
I might
side,
being retarded
side.
About this here.
Maybe
is
I
it,
am.
Is it me? Is this me? Pull up the fucking website or something so we can see which way the... Wait, look. Is the power button on the top?
I don't know. Mine's horizontal. I mean, vertical.
Oh, my God.
I've never put it down.
Oh, my God. All right. Fucking... Look at... You don't see what I'm trying to say. If you were standing your Wii up like it is,
uh-huh.
Vertically...
Right.
next to a vertical PS2. Okay. Now, envision putting the discs in. Are they the same direction?
No.
Okay, they're not, are they? The right. Wii is like the other way. This is why I think it's such a problem. That's all I'm trying to get at. Okay. This is why I think this is hard. People are used to thinking that the label faces the left instead of the right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the direction it goes on the Wii then? It is kind of like upside down if Sony set the rules.
Right.
Is that right? Okay. I just can't remember. Mine was horizontal, so.
Well, we just figured that the power buttons.
You don't know what you thought, okay?
I wasn't even the one doing it.
Right, that too. You know what? That Wii controller, the Wiimote itself sucks ass as a Nintendo control. Like, turning it sideways does not work like as slick as you think it would. It's not tall enough. It's really, really not. And I was really upset because I thought, there goes missed opportunity right there. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're going to have to get stuck using this goddamn classic controller piece
of shit. It wouldn't have felt right as the Wiimote itself, though, if it was taller.
No, because it would have been way too thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And the buttons aren't quite right. There's 1 and 2 down there. So, I don't know. I mean, overall, I was kind of like, wow, that's kind of strange. So far, I wasn't too happy with the old school end of it anyway. The virtual console stuff wasn't looking so hot to me. I mean, at this point still.
I don't see myself doing much of it anyway.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't see that. I really don't. The interface. What do you think about, like, the user interface for this thing? All those empty boxes on your screen.
The empty boxes do kind of suck, but it's incentive to go out and buy Super Mario World.
That's right. The screen seems to be made up of just like how many are on there?
Little
you think?
TVs.
Maybe like 18 of them. No, more than that.
Total, there's quite a few.
No, I mean on one screen.
Oh, on one screen, there's not 18. There's
maybe 12.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay, I can see 12, 16 maybe on there. I can't picture it for some reason right now, but like. And they're little tiny icons showing you, you know, whatever each one does, you know, the news channel, the weather channel, most of which are grayed out when you first get it because you have to hook it up to the internet, download an update, and then download the Wii channel update, and then it loads up all this shit and the virtual console options because you don't have any of that out of the box. Out of the box, you've got whatever games you bought and Wii Sports that came with it.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't know. I wanted to get a feel for the console itself before I started dicking around with the old school stuff, so I actually jumped right into Wii Sports. After I monkeyed around with the UI... And I'll tell you what, setting it up was a breeze, you know. You can only plug shit in one way. The sensor bar was really nice and easy to hook up. That thing's damn small, too.
Yeah, I was surprised.
You know?
I was picturing something way bigger.
Me too. Yeah, me too, for some reason. Like three times the size.
I think the thing they showed us at E3 was way bigger.
Maybe. But it's got a monster cord on it, too. It can go all over.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's really long, which is, you know, fine. It's behind your TV anyway. So bunch it up back
and
there.
And nice if you needed it to be long.
You know, right, exactly. For those of you crazy assholes with monster projections and stuff like that. But, I mean, overall, the hardware seems pretty cool. I mean, minus the classic controller, everything seems to be in working order. I was pretty excited about it. I couldn't let it go. I'm holding the Wiimote in my right hand and the nunchuck, and I could not let it go for the longest. Like, I was answering the door with it in my hand, you know, trying to talk to people on the phone. I couldn't let go. It was amazing. I was like stoked. It's wireless only. There's no Ethernet jack on it, no RJ45 connector for you, but you can get like an adapter for 25 bones. If you go to Nintendo's website, I think it's store.nintendo.com and click on Wii, you can actually buy that. What else was there? Oh, the UI. Okay. Your first introduction to this goddamn thing is trying to use the control on the you know, like, main Wii UI, which, oddly enough, also, did you notice they didn't really, like, say Nintendo anywhere? You know what I mean? Like, did you notice on the box, it just says Wii?
Mm-hmm.
On, like, the one flap on the corner is a little tiny, in gray, mind you, the box is white, where it says Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you turn it on, it doesn't say, like, welcome to the Nintendo Wii. It says fucking, you know... Don't get carpal tunnel, you know, and that's like it. It's really weird. It's bizarre to me for some reason. I'm used to seeing Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo,
Nintendo 64.
You know, yeah, I'm used to seeing their name plastered all over it. And it's like you just don't have that now. So whatever. You know, it's got one little SD card slot for your memory. It actually has some memory built in, thank God, so you can save your games and whatnot all right there. But if you want to expand that, you can pick up a little SD card. Nintendo has their own, like, branded SD cards. They got a 2-gig one for $100, but if you look around, like, PNY makes one that's $40, you know, and SanDisk has one that I saw on sale for $85. However, on Black Friday, they were $30. I totally should have picked one up.
Yeah.
Totally should have picked one up. Last thing on the interface I wanted to mention, because, you know, the first introduction to it, using this controller style, is you're pointing at it like it's a television.
Right.
You know, and you're aiming it, and you're moving this little finger around, which is, I kept going, whoa, whoa, oh my God, whoa, this is so cool. Like, I just couldn't get over it. It was just too cool. You know, it was so different. It was so neat, and I couldn't help but thinking, how the fuck am I going to play games like this, you know? But the interface itself doesn't feel modern, right? Like, the Wii looks modern, mm-hmm. but their whole retro thing about it is like, the TVs is a good example. They have the rounded edges.
Right.
So, I mean, like, you get this feeling like, God, I feel like they're laughing at me. Like, I'm playing on some old school shit, you know, and like, I couldn't afford a 360 or a PlayStation, you know? I'm like, oh, this is terrible.
I don't think they're laughing at you for buying their product.
It feels like that, you know, it kind of feels like, here's your subpar item. And I think you know what it comes from? It's from Burnout on the 360. Because the opening screen shows this old-ass TV with those rounded edges, and it's all hella small. Mm-hmm. And it shows, like, the little game inside. It's like, an entire console generation played games like this. You know, and then all of a sudden it goes, but now, and it, like, explodes, and your whole screen fills up, and it's, like, all fat. And I keep picturing that for some reason. And I'm like, oh, come on, Nintendo, pull it together. You don't have to feel, you know, give, like, the retro look to play and feel retro. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't really get the whole retro feeling from the menu system, no.
See,
to me, it's just a bunch of boxes with options.
It was kind of ass. I didn't like it. I didn't like the interface much at all. I really didn't. It didn't. And the online services, what have you got? You can watch the fucking news, check the weather.
Mm.
What the hell? Where's my Xbox? Where's my headset to talk shit with people? You know? Where's...
Well, I will...
Where's my connectivity here?
I will say that the whole friends code thing. And
they did not learn what ass this was from the Nintendo DS.
Mm. No, they like the idea.
They're fucking retarded.
They think it protects the children. It's a family
good
thing.
Good God. It's dumb. It's lame. I really don't like it. Dude, hook up with 7983419 tonight. We'll get 408734. And that motherfucker 8073... Fuck, I forgot. Damn it, he was the best. And we'll play. I don't like it. I don't like that. I do not like that at all. I think it's ass. But as far as the hardware goes, my biggest complaint with the thing, no VGA cable. It ships with only one box. Like, you can only get one version. There's none of this core and premium or whatever the hell the PlayStation calls their setup, you know?
Which I like. I don't like this multi-different kinds.
I don't know what I think on that, really.
Xbox should have a hard drive. It should all be $400.
I feel strongly about that. I do. I definitely feel strongly that everyone should have a hard drive, but maybe not the same size hard drive. Kind of like Sony did. Like, I'm okay with that.
Right, but the Sony's product has all kinds of other stuff.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have Wi-Fi, which I don't even know how your PSP connects to it then.
USB.
No.
So, it's like, I'm okay with the hard drive thing, but I don't know. In any case, that's a whole discussion for another day, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, in the one box that you get composite cables.
Mm-hmm.
You get composite cables, the shitty ones. You get yellow, red, and white. Or black, whatever the hell color it is. That's it. So, and your options for high def are going out and buying, you know, the component cable now. And is that it?
No, there's a third one, but it's funky.
Is it for Japan only? The D terminal one?
Maybe.
Okay, it looks like a VGA connector, but it's not. So don't get your hopes up and import one. It's not, unfortunately. And I really want one, because I would dig to get... Since we've rounded out that, before we get into the games of the Wii, it's story time. My Wii is dead, and I don't have it anymore. And I'm so glad we get to do this on the show, because I'm sick and fucking tired of people asking me about it on IRC. Every day, somebody new comes into IRC and says, dude, Z4, how you loving your Wii? Every day. It's been like 2 weeks now. And I'm like, fuck! Nobody, like, read the damn forum post about it, you know? That it doesn't work, it broke, and I returned it. What happened was, the first system update downloaded, no problem. Peachy keen, alright? It restarts, you try to connect to the internet, and it says, okay, I need a Wii Connect 24 update. And then it fails. It says, I cannot connect to the internet. So, of course, you know, I spend like an hour and a half digging through settings and, you know, fooling around with all this stuff, trying to figure out how to get it online, and it just will not. And it's launch day. It's launch day. It's got to be congestion. It just doesn't work. And, you know, network traffic is hosed. Not everybody's Microsoft, you know, and has this nice, awesome infrastructure already worked out. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I'll wait until the next day. Turns out next day, come to find out, it's toast. This thing is dead. Apparently, lots of them are dying. And so I returned it, and I was really upset. Okay, now, I could have taken the route where I kept it and let Nintendo know, and what they do is they ship you another one, and then you ship yours back to them. Not so bad.
Oh, they don't ship you a box?
They ship you a Wii in a box that they pay for shipping back. So you just, like, take your new one out, throw your old broken one in, fold it back up, and ship it out, and they paid for it. So that's cool. The problem was is that at the time, they did not know how long this was going to take, and people on the forums were like, oh, we're talking to Nintendo reps, it's going to be weeks. I did not want to play Zelda for weeks and then have to give up my save game and start over again. I was kind of burned by that, like kind of pissed, you know, like, fuck that. This is a, you know, and it's a Nintendo console is why it hurts. They shouldn't have had this problem. They should have tested this more thoroughly. It's fucking Nintendo. But, I mean, you know, hey, shit happens to everybody, I guess.
As consoles get more complicated, they're all breaking down. It's a sorry fact of life, and I hope they figure out how to fix it.
Me too. So, I was bent, and I was also not happy that I was stranded in the living room. I feel like I'm like the lone gamer sitting out in the living room. Like the entire world is over here, the command chair.
Right.
You know, I got these monitors staring me in the face, I've got the beast of an Xbox staring at me, I've got piles of CDs and all kinds of shit around here. You know, I've got voice communications and speakers and videos, and I've got everything in the fucking world right here. And over there I have a television and an uncomfortable couch. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, I fucking hate it. I really can't sit out here and play games. So I was really not enjoying myself. Then I realized I had this goddamn controller that sucked ass. You know, this classic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't doing too good. Like, my whole experience was kind of like, fuck. You know? This was not how it was supposed to be, Nintendo. This was not how it was supposed to be.
I like my Wii a lot more than you do.
I ended up returning it. Because I was, you know, I also didn't know when we were going to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, well, shit, you know, if the store isn't going to get a new one that I can replace, I don't want to get stuck with a broken console for days. Mm-hmm. My lazy ass probably forget to bring it back at some point anyway. You know? So I was pissed. So I returned everything. I was lucky that I was able to return everything anyway. Because I opened Zelda and Excite Truck. So I was really lucky that they let me do that at the least. But I explained, look, you know, this fucking thing's broken and I obviously can't play the games if I don't have the console. So at least I was able to return everything and I didn't feel so bad then. Of course, I do want to pick one up, but like I was kind of bent by the whole thing anyway. I don't know. I'm less than impressed so far. But like the PlayStation 3, give it some time. It's brand new. It's got some kinks to work out. It's gonna be fat, just like the PS3. I'm sure.
Mine actually might be broken.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks later now.
No. Mine.
7 days.
Mine actually. Not only got the second update, but we'll connect to the update server and say, no, you're okay. You're up to date.
Right.
But I can't connect to anything else.
What version does yours tell you it is?
I haven't looked.
Okay.
So mine will actually connect, and it's working, but not the shop channel doesn't work. I can't update the weather channel. I can't update the news channel. I can't update any of that. But I can go and update the actual system.
Okay. When you get home, go to the Nintendo website.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the forums and search up WRT54G.
Okay.
Wait, isn't that the one you have?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a G, not a B?
Right.
Okay. Because a lot of people were having problems with the world's most popular and fattest home router there is. And that might just be your only problem.
Okay.
Because if you're that okay, that might just be the only issue. Because I remember looking at it, that was another thing that just was so angering. It was like, there's no fucking way I'm replacing every fucking router in this house because of the Wii. You know what I mean? Like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I just got the shaft all the way around. I got that big Nintendo Wang right up my ass. You know, so I was really bent. But we did get some gaming. Well, I did get some gaming in the short time that I did have it here. And Mr. Barr over here has had quite a bit of experience. Now, I suppose we should start with the first, the Wii Sports.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it was probably everybody's first venture into
what I threw in first.
Into Weedom. Right. Yeah. I didn't play them all. I managed to play tennis, bowling, and boxing.
Which skipped the two best ones, in my opinion.
That's okay, yeah, probably. But see, those that were on those lists, when I saw it, I thought, this will be involved. I don't want to get all involved in this. I want to see Zelda, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just kind of skipped it, and then I ran into all these problems. And that's why I never made it back.
No, none of them are involved.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess they're not, but for some reason I would think, like, baseball would be. But no? Okay, well, tennis. What did you think of tennis?
Tennis is boring as all sin with one person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine, I only have one remote, so I haven't even gotten a chance to try it.
We
will. With more than one person, yeah. And, but I think it'll be a lot more fun with a group of people. Like, maybe even all four.
See, I don't even see that it could be more fun. I think it's ass. I really think it's ass. Like, I didn't like that you couldn't move your guy. I understand the whole point is to just waggle your Wii around, your Wiimote around.
It couldn't have been that tough to throw in some,
quick nunchuck action, move left and right. That's all we needed, and I would have felt a lot better about it because I kept wanting to move my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, I also had some trouble like swinging it, like timing it right, because it's not quite right. You know what I mean? Like it's not like if I swing the guy on the screen doesn't quite make that same motion.
So now I'll make this point now because you're bringing it up. Nintendo so far sucks at the Wiimote being like spot on.
Right.
Like, it's laggy.
Right.
And then the two Nintendo games I own are very, it's like...
way the fuck behind you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I noticed that, too.
Now, I want to sit real quick, and I'll get more into it when we get there, but Trauma Center's spot fucking on. So the hardware can do it.
Really?
Spot on.
Well, like, and the Wii interface is on.
Yeah, well, even more than the interface.
Really?
Trauma Center is more responsive than the interface is.
Holy crap.
Like, it is... perfect. You move just a little tiny bit, and that dot is on you.
See, playing Zelda, felt like I was using like the original Logitech iTouch wireless mouse playing a first-person shooter on my computer.
And I don't know what it is. Nintendo is not good at it yet.
Wow. It's like floaty lag, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
But it's not the hardware. The hardware can do it.
Okay. That's good to know, but...
Nintendo just needs to go to Atlas and say, hey, what code did you use? What
the hell did you do? Oh, my God.
Can I see your code for this? That's what Nintendo needs to do.
Seriously. What did you think of the bowling game?
Both Raven and I had a problem with the ball.
Me too.
With the ball going to the left.
Mm-hmm.
To the left.
Right. Okay. I had a problem with that, too. Probably because when I swing up, you know, your arm kind of goes in.
Right.
So I tried to, like, it wasn't working.
It's a twist.
What do you mean it's twisted?
You know how when you twist the remote...
Your little finger spin?
Yeah.
That was so neat when I realized that happened.
Apparently, that's how you put spin on the ball.
Oh, okay.
But I swear to God, I sat there and made sure that thing was fucking straight. And I did a nice, easy flick, and it was straight when I brought it back up, and it still went to the left.
Yeah. I was not too cool with that. I had some also trouble with, like, the button.
Mm-hmm.
When the... Like, have you ever sometimes throw it behind you?
No.
I threw that ball straight back once.
Although I've thrown it, I've like lifted my hand straight up in the air
dropped
it, but it still get a strike.
Yeah. Oh, man. I never got a strike. I got a spare that way once. But it reminds me of the fishing in Zelda, though. It's like the same motion, except for instead of like, it's like backwards, I think.
Right.
Like, rather than bowling, you're like overhand, like casting. And I'm not, like, letting go of the button right or something. I mean, I've fished in real life. This should not have been hard to emulate with this thing in it. I can't get it with this, and it would have been perfect if they just swing it and then let go of the button. Or then push the button. Or however the fuck you would do it. I haven't fished in a long time. It's not right, whatever it is. Boxing, though. Tell me you liked the boxing.
Boxing was pretty cool.
Joe. I liked it.
It made me want more, though.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's not, like, you know, entirely accurate with how you're punching, you know, but, like, you can block and guard different places and swing
dodge.
With whatever arm. Yeah, you could dodge. I mean, it's cool. It just, like, I mean, okay, we know that this is the crap game they package with it to get you used to it, but, all I could think of was, dude, Punch-Out is going to be sick someday. Or Fight Night, round Wii. I had to do it. You know what I mean? A real boxing game, whether it's arcadey like Punch-Out or simulation like, you know, Fight Night or something. It will be spectacular mm-hmm. if they can just nail it. I mean, that could be. I had a hell of a lot of fun with boxing. I really did. I enjoyed that. I didn't play the rest, so.
My two favorite were the golf and the baseball.
Golf, that's right. I wanted to check that out.
Golf is pretty nice. I mean, you have a choice between the several different clubs. Nothing crazy. You have like a driver, a wedge, a putter.
Right, it's Nintendo golf, right. Right. Right.
But
I guess I didn't think of that.
You actually swing, and if you swing too hard, it slices one way or the other, and then you get up and you putt and all that, and it's just a good simple golf game. And baseball is just batting and pitching.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
It. You just bat.
That is incredibly simple.
And then it's your turn to pitch.
That's okay. Okay, see, I was kind of afraid that it would be very involved. I was afraid of 18 holes.
They have just a handful of holes. I can't remember how many holes exactly.
And I was afraid of 18 holes or 9 innings. That's why I didn't play them.
Yeah, no. It was one inning.
Oh.
And you can play, I think there's maybe 9 holes, but you can play a game of 3.
Oh, okay. Did you make a me?
Yes.
Yeah? Does he look like you?
A little.
Yeah? Yeah, mine looked pretty good too. Mine looked kind of like me. Hers, I made hers look fucking just like her. It was crazy. It looked real good. I just looked behind me to make sure I wasn't about to get punched. She's all, no, don't use that hair. No, don't pick that. Don't. But it looked just like her. It was great. Just before we dive into the games here, I do want to say that at least they launched a lot of games.
And several of them are quite decent.
Not 4 games. Right. Okay, it came with more than 4 little mini games. Okay, yeah, and some of them were pretty decent. It does not meet that 5-game rule for the consoles either, the cushion rule, you know? It doesn't meet that requirement. And so I guess, in summary, what I'm trying to say is I almost feel relieved. I was able to, like, get out when I could. That so much bad shit happened, and just the fact that it broke, and I almost feel like, whew, you know, I'm not ready for the Wii yet. which is, I'm sure, gasp. You know, everybody's shocked, but man, go buy a 360 this Christmas. You will be happier. They've had a year to polish this thing for you, okay? That's just how I feel about it. I mean, I know this is maybe coming as a shock to some people, but it wasn't an overall good experience for me. There was just, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then you know, having it the firmware fry it. I mean, it was playable, but not entirely, and yours, we don't know. It kind of works, but... You know, I mean, I just kind of felt very disenchanted. I was just like, wow, good job, Nintendo, for ruining my day.
Well, now the games still work on yours. Still
right,
work,
the games still work. Right. Yeah, right. So, we want to do Trauma Center?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Trauma Center Second Opinion is mostly just an NDS port. Okay. However, they completely redid the graphics, and they added an extra operation following a different person for each chapter. Right, so you know how you do a set of operations and storyline, and then it go to chapter 2.
Oh, okay, right.
And then at the end of chapter 1, it would go. There's an extra operation following a different
That's
doctor.
That's cool, okay.
With a whole different healing touch power.
Straight up port from the Nintendo DS.
Right.
Of a fantastic game, by the way.
And the graphics are very nice that they redid, and it was a very nice touch. The controls, as I said, are absolutely spot on. It is amazing when you play it that you go, wow, this is what the Wiimote is supposed to do. This is how good it can be. Instead of tapping or pointing to the tool that you want to use, it's all done by the nunchuck.
Oh.
Okay, so at the bottom left-hand corner, there's a big circle with all the tools, and you hit, like, up for the gel, the disinfectant gel, or over for the scalpel or whatever, and so that really cuts down time, especially in a longer operation.
Hell yeah!
Because like there may be a point, say, that I need to laser off a growth and then immediately use the gel to heal it up.
Right.
So I can just laser gel, laser gel, laser right. gel, laser gel, and I don't have to move.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a nice touch. Other than that, it's actually mostly just the same game, okay, with better graphics, much better control. I was worried that I would lose control.
Yeah.
Going to the Wii, but with the bigger screen and everything spot on, I actually feel like I have way more control.
Wow.
Because, like, I don't know how far you got or our listeners who have played it, but there's like one scene where you have to do a bomb. You have to disable a bomb. And there was a glitch where you'd like point at one point on the DS, but it would actually like cut something else because it was so in close to each other. But on the Wii, it's perfect. You just,
wow.
It is just spot on. And so I'm going to say, as long as you liked it, even if you own the DS version, it's 50 out of 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Even
That's
if
impressive.
You own the DS version.
It's a very, very good game. I mean, it's just a series of operations with 8 different tools, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. There's quite a few different things that you can use, you know? I mean, to do your... I mean, there's not a whole lot to say. It has an overall story.
Especially since I've already reviewed it, the DS version.
Right, right. Okay, well, that's good to hear, though.
But it's perfect.
Nice, nice. I had not so perfect of an experience with Excite Truck. And the reason I picked this up and not Trauma Center, my first thought was, well, I have Trauma Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Excite Truck is from Nintendo. It's gotta be awesome. It says Excite in the title. You know? Now... This is where the Wii also kind of let me down. We knew, and everybody knows, that it's not the latest hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the graphics are very last gen. It's a lot like...
polished last gen.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. Okay. I mean, they're very mediocre, it seems like. Now, granted, I am spoiled. I've been playing Oblivion, you know, 3 inches from my face for a month, and then Gears of War, you know, and I didn't think eyes could ejaculate, but they can, okay? and parts of it are really good. Like, the trucks look okay. The trucks look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the terrain isn't all that hot, and the trees look like ass, you know? I mean, it was just like, wow. It felt like a bad arcade game. You know, and it was supposed to be like an arcade racer. Like, for some reason, I keep thinking about Hydro Thunder,
mm-hmm.
about how awesome that was. And then I'm looking at this going, well, it's not Hydro Thunder. It's something a little different. And the soundtrack got annoying to me for some reason. Just, like, bad audio for some reason. One of the neat and it's just a racing game. You just race, like, this truck. You can unlock different cars. There's a whole bunch of places you can go, which is cool, because you can see a whole bunch of different locales. You're forced to go through the training before it, like, lets you race. So you get, you know, it tells you how to steer, and you hold the Wiimote, no nunchuck involved, D-pad on the left and number 1 and 2 buttons on the right. Hold it like a steering wheel, and you tilt it like a steering wheel. And you hit a button to do, like, a nitro boost or whatever, but it's down on the D-pad.
Mm.
That's considered, like, you know, your nitro button is pushed down on the D-pad. And then you had whatever the hell else, you know, was 1 and 2 or whatever. It was an odd control setup.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's my noobness to the whole Wii, but I had a little rough of a time controlling it. It did do pretty accurate, though. It didn't feel like super laggy, but it didn't feel like, you know, God, this is harder than shit to control for some reason. You know what I mean? It was really, really bizarre. And it was kind of cool because you could do things like, you know, you hit a jump, and if you hit the nitro right after a jump, you get like a turbo fly through the air thing. And the graphics try to do a very, you know, burnout-ish job on the whole speed thing. It doesn't pull it off, though.
Mm-hmm.
It failed, you know? It just kind of had some issues. You had a neat little system to beat the courses, though. It wasn't just finish first, right? You have to rank with points that you accumulate during the race. And you can get points by nitroing off of something. You know, you get air points. You get points for a perfect landing. You get stars for rushing through trees and not hitting one. If you come really close, you get points. A tree run or something, they call it. You get the one lame, like, spinning 360 degree in the air, which was really bizarre. You have to, like, launch off a jump, hit brake, hold brake, push nitro, and swing the controller. You know, it's just bizarre just to spin your truck in 360 degrees.
It's kind of like a pulling the e-brake.
Yeah, but it's bizarre to do.
Mm.
You know, it's just bizarre to do it. It's just weird. You get points for that anyway. And you earn stars. And you earn stars, like, okay, let's say you finish first place, you'll get 75 stars or whatever the hell it was. And you'll need, like, maybe 150 to win. You know, or to pass or whatever. So it starts out pretty easy, but it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
You can terraform the track in front of you, though. And this is what's supposed to be way cool about this. But there's, like, these stupid-ass little power-ups on the road that just look out of place. And you run across a power-up, and all of a sudden, in front of you, poof, a jump appears out of the ground. Like, the ground just, like, heaves up, and you go launching off of it. But it's sudden. It's like, oh, my God, this happened right in front of me. I'm not going to make the jump. And it just feels like this would have been way cool on, like, you know, a 360 controller. You know, I was kind of upset by it. It felt cheesy. Across the screen would say turbo jump, but it wasn't all like fat and arcadey looking. It was just like white plain text that was very kind of small. I mean, they missed the excite part of the game, and mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, I don't know, the wrecks were lame as shit too. You know, you would just like bump a tree and you're just like, oh, crash, hit B a whole bunch of times, or whatever the hell button. And you would just come back on the track. It was just, I don't know, but it was actually fun to play. That's the weirdest part. Like, I was kind of enjoying myself. It was neat to be steering. Mm-hmm. I bet if you got the steering wheel attachment, it would be a whole lot better. It just wasn't a fantastic game. The game only runs at like 30 frames per second anyway. Okay, and it would slow down sometimes too. Mm. I mean, at first I was thinking like $30, $35 with this game, and I'm thinking closer to $20, $25. After I spent a little bit of time with it, you know, like more than originally. And I was like, oh, and I played it again and I was like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. It just kept going down the list. So I can't say too many things about it. I didn't play it too terribly long. So, I mean, I can't really give it a rating, but it definitely feels like a budget title. It really, really does. Now, our stream listeners are getting cut off here in a minute. Already? And they have to go to hwhq.com to get the full show because we still have two fat reviews to go through. This is what you want to listen to this episode for. We saved the best for last. And we are going to start with The Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess for the Nintendo Wii. I didn't get to play it as much as you. I played about 2 hours.
I've put in maybe 6 or 7.
Okay.
Let's
go ahead with a little preview here. I'll chime in when I can. I'm sure my notes are less than yours.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say, I know C4 is not going to agree with me, but I think it's a rather pretty game.
I think it's a GameCube port. Like,
but it's done well.
No, it's done okay. Look at the graphics on some of this stuff. You can see like the blocky polygon that makes up like say the wolf, and then like the texture on it, like the graphic on that thing has like everything's outlined in black. Right?
Do you know what the wolf like, it's supposed to be?
But it's like all cheese ball, like rounded. Like they wanted to make like a shoulder, so they just drew the round shoulder, and they just filled in the black around the rest of the square. And it just looks so lame. It just looks bad.
I think it looks quite nice actually, but it's certainly the best looking Zelda. No?
No, it has to be.
Oh,
I guess.
Okay.
For 3D, absolutely.
What, do you think the original Zelda looks better than this?
Fuck no, it doesn't, but Link to the Past looks damn good. Those were, like, pretty awesome 16-bit 2D sprites, man. But, I mean, okay, it's the best-looking Zelda. Yeah. Excite Truck is the best-looking Excite game.
I think they did a really good job with the art and... Given the fact that it belongs on a GameCube, I think it looks pretty darn good.
I don't know.
So
I thought they made the world look very flat and boring. There wasn't anything out there, it seemed like, either. When you play Oblivion, you're walking through fields of grass and shit, and there's fucking forests out there, and you can see 9 miles away, and you can see the fucking town out there, and walk to it. Here, you've got, like, that artificial, like, forest barrier around it. You can't, like, get out. And there's, like, the ground is flat. And the grass, remember, okay, everybody, in like the last couple of Zeldas, you'd have grass, you could chop down the grass, and a little rupee would pop out.
Right.
There's like here's a little square grass, here's another little square grass over here.
But that's the way Zelda is. I mean, you have the grass that you can cut. Oh,
but there doesn't need to be a square. A square.
It's not always square.
It's like three squares sometimes. It's bad, man. And look at the ground up close, and it's just flat. There's no, like, bump mapping on it or something. You know, not even to give you the illusion that there's, like, dirt there. It's just, like, this flat, smeared-ass texture. It looks like crap.
All right, well, we'll get off this point, because I don't think we're going to agree here.
Well, the other stuff looks good, though. Like, you know, like, the people.
Right.
And, like, your items and stuff that you pick up and, like, Epona and the houses. That looks fine. Mm-hmm. You know, for what it is, that looks great. But it's just, like, it seems like it's in this funky-ass place. It's, I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I think it's supposed to be a little... The world is supposed to be a little funky.
Okay. Doesn't mean I like it, though. I mean, it bothered me. It set me off the wrong way.
Okay. Well,
Now, plus, wait. We're both also playing a 480 interlaced.
Right.
Non-widescreen, even. Which is another reason why I want the damn VGA cable. Like, mm-hmm. Hook it to my monitor. Get some 480 progressive widescreen action going.
Widescreen is definitely the way to go these days.
Definitely.
So, the temple design is great. I mean, the long time development time really shows, especially when you start getting into the dungeons and where the bulk of Zelda is. A good example is the second dungeon is in Mount Doom in the mines of
Death Mountain.
Gorons. Yeah. I did it again. I did that before the show, too. In Death Mountain in the mines of the Gorons. It feels like a mine. I mean, the temple was very well designed, and there's some really cool new things to Zelda, like there'll be these crane things like you would picture in maybe a car junkyard. You know what I'm talking about?
Right,
and they're like magnetic.
Right.
And so you throw on the iron boots and you stick to them and they move you around. And there'll be like parts of the mine wall that are magnetic. And so you can walk
That's
up the
cool.
wall and onto the ceiling to get to a new area. And so far there's been some really neat new things to the genre, to an admittedly aging
Zelda series.
Yeah. Now the controls, I don't like. I've decided I just flat out not like this game with the Wiimote. I'm either just barely shaking it, and that's hurting my wrist, because like I said, don't get carpal tunnel. Well, I already have carpal tunnel.
Right.
So just rapidly moving that Wiimote like that really hurts my wrist. And if I get into it, yeah, it's more fun. It doesn't hurt, but I'm playing a video game. I don't really want to get all hella involved for long periods.
Right.
So either way, I end up only playing this game for maybe 20, 30 minutes at a time.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because either...
Yeah, my 2 hours was in like 3 sittings.
Yeah. Because either I'm hurting myself, or I'm not relaxing, which is what a video game is supposed to be for.
Right.
So this game really needs to be with a regular controller, like it was designed for. I mean, this is a port. They just decided that, you know what, we need a big-time title. Let's throw Zelda in there.
Yeah, I did like them. I did like the controls. I really did. I did like the swing of the sword and all and the way that worked. I really did enjoy that. I liked. It just felt right. It really did. Extended periods of time, yeah, it gets kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely does. And it definitely can cause some problems. But you know what? It's awesome to get all into it. It really is. And if you can only get all into it for a half an hour of the day, so be it.
Because
that's going to be a fat half an hour.
That is true. It was a lot more fun to like get up out of the chair and start swinging the sword.
Hell yeah.
And I did have a lot more fun with it when I did that. Another problem I have with the controls is as you progress in the game, you get 6 like hidden combat abilities. Like as you go along, like the first one is a death blow to a knockdown enemy. So you do the jumping attack, but instead of jumping and attacking, he slams his sword down in the guy's chest or something. That one's no problem, but the second one, which is what I'm up to, is a shield bash. So if the bad guy's like blocking, you can't attack him because he'll just deflect it.
Right.
And so you shield bash him to knock out his defenses so you can attack him. It's a good idea, except for how you do it is you flick the nunchuck forward while Z-targeting. Well, twitching it causes the spin attack.
Right.
So half the time I end up spinning it, spin attacking when I wanted to shield bash. That ends up doing the same thing, because a spin attack will block out their defenses. But I wanted to do the shield attack. That was a cool new addition, and I can't really do it because the controls don't let me.
Right.
And I never shield bashed when I meant to spin attack, though. It's like it will almost always spin attack.
Okay. I did not see that. So.
Right.
I just didn't get that far. I walked from that little starting town. Where I discovered that, once again, Link rolls faster than he walks. And so my game, I did this with Ocarina of Time also. Fucking, I roll everywhere I go. Because I get pissed off that I'm like, I can travel faster. And it's like, push the button. Hoot, heat, ho, heat, ho, he, ha. And invariably, at some point, I fucking clip the end of a wall. Bam! And I'm out for like a good second. I'm stunned. And I'm like, oh, fucking A, just get up, you know?
Right.
Because I found the controls, the analog stick anyway, to be very imprecise. Not that like, you know, like, okay, you can Z-target something just fucking fine and fight all day. It works beautifully. But when I have to climb up a ladder, I gotta make 6 or 7 passes at it before I, like, hit it dead on.
The big problem I have is the small chess.
Oh.
Not the ones with, like, items in it, like the map or the compass or something, but, like, the one that may have some rupees in it.
Right.
The little ones, and they're very tough to get dead on.
God, it's just, it's a pain in the ass. Yeah, I wasn't too happy about that. I like the item system, though.
Yeah, it is nice.
I liked that, where you have the D-pad for your shit, and it sets it to B. That's slick, man. I was a pro at moving my shit around real quick, you know,
right.
Switching on my little lantern. And the way he straps it on his belt when it's on,
mm-hmm.
and fucking you keep fighting and you can see in the dark and shit, you know, and you can switch to, you know, a boomerang or whatever. Or
you can also hold an extra bottle of oil.
Okay,
you like
right.
to do that.
It was cool. It was good, except for, there was, you know, I kept screwing that up somehow, because you have to, like, have, if you have, like, what is it, the oil or something, some of the stuff you have to have equipped. Or you have to have the main item equipped to use it correctly. So, like, okay, if I wanted to put a worm on my fish hook,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot that I didn't have the fishing pole out, I would eat the worm. You know, and it does, and you know, it just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my own fault, you know.
Right.
And fucking fishing, of course, that's a whole other deal I can't stand.
Well, then you don't have to do it, though. I mean, it is a side thing.
Yeah, thank God.
You have to do it once.
Yeah.
To just show you that you can, and then you never have to do it again.
Yeah.
Did
you have any trouble with the locking on system?
No.
Okay, sometimes I couldn't get it to lock on to somebody. I don't know if it was because... Is the trick that it has to be in front of you?
Yes.
That's what it is. Okay, because sometimes I would be like... trying to, like, I would somehow get some guy behind me or whatever and kill the guy in front of me, and then I had no way to target the dude behind me.
Right. See, Navi used to, like, fly to the next thing.
Yeah. I need to be able to, like, it should just auto-target the nearest thing, and then you should be able to, like, hold a button and switch targets if you need to. I just...
And there's no more buttons.
You know, I know that you're out!
But I'd like to stress that the overall game, especially the dungeons and stuff, very well done. And it is a shame that it does have some problems. I wonder how much of that is the porting process, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the Twilight World.
Uh-huh.
The major story of the game is that some bad guy that you don't really know yet basically brings down this...
Ganon?
It could be.
Oh, my God.
We don't know yet, though.
Okay.
But he brings down this Twilight, which allows his, like, shadow beast to take their true form in the world. So the different areas get taken over by this, like, basically quasi-sunset all the time, where there's huge amounts of bloom, which piss me off, because, as I've said, I don't really like that effect. But it does work to make the world look like it's supposed to, like, this is ever magical twilight thing, and the bloom does do that. When you're in the twilight world, you're the wolf.
Right.
Now, the wolf has completely different abilities, obviously. He can't use your sword. He can't use any of the items. He does have heightened senses, which allows for a number of things. Like, you might get a scent, so now you can follow this golden trail.
Oh, that's cool. I never saw that. All I saw was the spirits you could talk to or listen to or whatever.
And you can see maybe things underground that you can dig up, because you can also dig. But as you progress in the game, the wolf gets other abilities, too.
And it's cool. They left the skills the same. You know, like, your attacks are the same as the wolf as they are when you're Link, which is cool. But, I mean, thank God you didn't have to learn a whole other set of controls, you know? So that wasn't too bad. How long did you walk around that dungeon?
Which one?
When they lock you in there when you first turn into the dog?
Oh, not long at all.
I was in there for, like, 20 minutes. I couldn't figure it out. And you know what it was like, I couldn't see... I kept doing... What do you have to do? Attack the box to break it? To crawl underneath? There's that box in front of the hole, and you'd like break it and crawl underneath the hole. I kept trying to walk up to it and dig it, and I was like, I can't move this thing. So like, I'd go to the hay, thinking there has to be a hole under this pile of hay.
Right.
And I kept digging and digging, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Oh, I was getting so mad.
Well, I break every box I see, so that probably helped me.
I just I didn't realize what it was. I had a hard time seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how awesome these graphics are. I couldn't make out shit on the screen.
Well, that's also tough. The heightened senses throws it like a, almost like a negative. It like makes everything real dark.
Uh-huh.
And so that
some things are highlighted that you can like deal with or talk to or what. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was my own thing, my own issue with it. But goddamn, I was pissed in that little jail.
But I'm enjoying myself. I'm gonna give the game a 40 out of 50. And I think the GameCube version might be 50 out of 50. I'd have to actually play it.
Okay.
And see if again the problems I have are a porting issue.
Right, right. How many times did you see it say point the Wiimote or the Wii remote at the screen?
I'm always pointing it at the screen.
See,
so.
I'm not. Because I'm trying to get my comfort on, so I'm laying there on the couch like a slug, and I've got the, and I love it. I love having the controller in two parts, so I can kind of sit there comfortably with my arms apart and just kind of play. But then at some point, you have to aim your fucking slingshot, and you get this message, point the Wii remote at the screen, and you're like, oh my god, it's so hard to lift my arm up.
That's why I was resting my arm on my knee.
Aiming it right at the TV. Aiming it at the TV. Okay, I didn't have that. Did everything seem a little blurry?
Only in the Twilight world.
Okay, okay. Yeah, like fuzzy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that's the huge amounts of blue.
It was making my eyes bleed.
Yeah.
It was very weird. I don't know. The Zelda sound is intact. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know? But it comes through the fucking remote control. That's ass, because that speaker sucks.
It is like basically a computer speaker.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I miss the little fairy girl.
Navi.
I loved that. I loved that, and I wanted that all the time, but I didn't get that, and I was not happy. But, I mean, you know, it does look like Zelda goodness. It looks like the best Zelda we're probably gonna see for a long, long time. I mean, it really does seem okay. I don't know how it plays with a regular, like, regular being, you know, whatever, controller, but...
Well, it was, for the first 90% of its development time was going to be on a controller.
Right, right. So, I mean, you know, if I'm going to... I plan on picking up a Wii the day I see... a VGA cable for it, and maybe like three games that I would really play. I mean, I might have to set the bar lower than every other console because it is affordable, and I'm very intrigued about the control system. I'm very excited still, you know, and I'm but right now it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not for me, and I'm really upset about that. I want to be in the Twilight world with the rest of you jackoffs trying to save fucking Zelda, you know, but I can't be. I just. Okay, I'm going to wind up having one in the house, whether I like it or not, though. This is going to be torture for me because the girlfriend wants one for Christmas. Mm. And that's fun. So I'm going to get to buy her this and watch her play it every so often because I refuse to play it. It's a principle thing now.
Oh.
See, I am going to restrict myself from this goddamn thing because it's going to be in here sometime before, if I can get one anyway now. I mean, I'm having run across a little trouble getting my hands on one. But
see, that's why the command chair should be over there.
But
and then you can just, like, tilt the TV.
Yeah. Our original plan was all the computer shit in that corner. But it didn't work out because it was too small.
Mm.
So, in any case, I plan on picking up, you know, one for her. And at some point in the future, I will accept the Wii into my heart for real and for myself. And so it might be a while before we hear any Wii stuff out of me.
Right.
You, on the other hand, next week are already going to have a brand new Wii game to talk about.
I will. We just got Rayman's Raving Rabbids, and that looks pretty interesting.
It does, and it's getting really good reviews,
yeah.
So it's not like Red Steel that dropped the ball. Now, before we move on to another kick-ass game, the last review that we have for the show this week, a little game I've been playing on the DS, I wanted to point out that amidst all this Wii and PlayStation 3 hoopla and hype and goodness and how amazing all this is and everything is just peachy. That yesterday, Mr. Kobar picked up an Xbox 360. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. This is the greatest day of my life.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Like the commercial, remember that? The guy running down the beach? I'm telling you, this is it. And I formally welcome you to the next generation of gaming. I am new here myself, but I'm telling you, my friend, you will be blown away. You will be more impressed with this than you are with the Wii. I can guarantee this.
Well, I'll put it this way. The Wii was a Christmas present for my girlfriend,
I want you to know that I have to edit out two times he fucked up and mentioned that he had an Xbox in the episode, just so I could do this part.
And the 360 I bought for myself just a few days later.
Right. Let's hope I catch them, though, when I have to edit this. Right, so I am totally stoked for you, because I've been waiting this and pushing this for a long time, finally threw in the towel, and then out of nowhere yesterday you're like, I really need to go to Best Buy and get a 360, you know, what the fuck? Yeah, I could throw it on the Best Buy card, I'm like, you bastard, let's go! Wound up down there, and thank God, picked up Gears of War.
Yeah, there was only a few left. I was surprised there was any.
How far? Maybe how long? An hour? 2 hours?
Maybe an hour. I wanted to do a little bit of everything that first night.
Awesome. Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, you got to get on your downloads and all that crazy shit like that. I mean, it's just...
Plus, it took me forever to figure out the sound. I have the jankiest audio card system in the world.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And it's still not done. Apparently, when I go on to, like, use the internet and whatnot, like YouTube or something, has no sound.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
You can watch AVIs and whatnot on my computer, and it has sound, but no YouTube.
Damn. So, I'm pretty excited about that, and we get to look forward to 360 goodness from Kobar also.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Microsoft's plan for world domination increases one man at a time.
God, I'm an MS Nazi now.
Kobar drank the Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't know how to apologize enough for this, but I'm telling you, man. This thing's friggin' amazing. I have so much fun with this thing. It's just ridiculous. It blew the Wii right out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. It's that cool. Now, I know you've got Trauma Center and Zelda, and it's working for you, which is good, but Jesus Christ. You in a month's time, unless something amazing comes out for the Wii, it's going to be nothing but 360 for months, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it, and I can't wait to be a part of it, because... it's awesome. I mean, you get that whole community feel. You're online. You're talking with other people that are playing games. You've got shit you can browse through and look at to download. And it's just like they said, you know what? Gamers like all this crazy shit. They like all these funky pictures, and they like music, and they like video, too. They like playing free games. They like demos. They like all this shit. Let's just give it to them. Here you go. And we'll let them talk to each other. Why the fuck not? Here, just knock yourselves out. Just have a big nerdgasm on our network. And it's awesome. It really is. So I am truly happy. I am shocked more than anybody that I'm like the Hitler of fucking the 360 party. You know what I'm saying? I cannot believe it now. I never thought that day would come. I really didn't. But the game I want to talk about before we roll this up today was Final Fantasy III for the Nintendo DS. This game is so good. I haven't turned on my 360 in like a week. Maybe not quite that long. Because see, the day I returned the Wii, I was feeling awfully down. You know, I mean, that was like, shit, man, what am I going to do? You know, sure, I've got the 360 goodness and all, and that's awesome. But it's like, when you lose a part, you know, some gaming, it's like you lose a part of your soul, so you have to fill that void with something. So I had to buy something. I picked up the last copy of Final Fantasy III at the store. Totally worth it. It's a $40 game. A little steep for a Nintendo DS game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close to worth every penny of that. It's actually pretty amazing. It's a 3D remake of a classic Nintendo, RPG adventure game that was Japanese only. We did not have this here. It's good old-fashioned fun. It's an old-school RPG. I mean, brought back to life with a 3D makeover. That's really all it is. So don't expect an incredibly detailed world where every little thing moves and breathes and has its own day and night cycles and patterns and people eat at certain times of day and fuck, you know, you don't have this incredibly detailed class system either. You know, you have jobs in this, and when you're a thief, you get to use daggers and you can steal. You don't have 27 other abilities, okay? And when you're a warrior, you can lower your defenses so you can do more damage. That's your ability, okay? Mm. You don't have all this other stuff, so it's not incredibly complicated, but it's an old school RPG. They didn't want to tweak it out, change it for the next generation just yet. But what they need to do, see, knowing that a game of this caliber is possible, now they've screwed themselves. Now they need to deliver, okay?
A new game,
okay? Now this is new to me. I have not played this before, so I'm loving it. I mean, I am just really enjoying the crap out of myself. The game is also fully playable with the stylus if you want, or the D-pad and the button configuration. It makes no difference. It's pretty cool. I actually switch between the two from time to time, depending on like where I'm at, because I take this game everywhere. I have had to explain why I'm in the bathroom for 45 minutes a couple of times already. I have passed out every night with this thing at my bedside. I wake up in the morning, and I'm out here with the first Pepsi of the day trying to play this and check my email. I have driven in a vehicle on the freeway.
It's a good thing there's no ATV system.
You know, I mean, it is that addicting. I cannot stop. Every time I try to stop, just one more minute. Just another fight real quick, you know? Even this morning I told you, yeah, I'll be ready in a half an hour. The first thing I did was sit down because Ribo woke up and I started talking to him on IRC. Where are you at right now? And I flicked that damn DS back on. Played for another 20 minutes or so. I mean, it is addicting. It's really, really fun. The music even is amazing. You know, for coming out of a little DS like that, mm-hmm. the music is fantastic. It never gets old. It doesn't get on your nerves. It's very, like, pretty music. Like, very, like, I don't want to say, like, high adventure music. You know, it's not like something you'd hear in, like, Lord of the Rings.
Right.
But it's very peaceful and calming and very fantastical. You know, it just does a good job. I don't know. I think it's a really impressive game. It has, you know, four playable characters. You can name them. You get to pick their jobs. You start out with one. You meet the rest of your crew along the way. As far as the storyline goes, being such an old game, you definitely get the feeling that this is more statistics and advancement-based, mm-hmm. I guess, than completely story-driven, okay? You know, it has an amazing video in the very beginning also. Amazing. I could not believe the DS was capable of playing back video that looked like this. It was great. I have to hand it to Square for that.
Well, I'm surprised the cart can handle all that 3D, plus that video, and all the rest of it.
I really was shocked. I mean, it's a hell of a game. They really, Final Fantasy III is a hell of a game. I mean, it's really good. The storyline, it may be weak, as in it's light, okay? You're not, like, completely entrenched in the story. You know, you're just not, like, but you are guided. Mm-hmm. You know, you are, but it's old school guided. So, you know, you go to the cave, and you kill the boss guy, and you go to town, and everybody in town now says, you should check out the town to the west. You know, or I heard of great things could be found in the west. You know, so I wonder where I'm going. You know, and you just make your way over there. But it's cool because like you can't just walk there. You got to earn the right to get to that town. You got to be burly to fight your way to that town.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately, there's some balance issues with the game. Not all the classes are made equal. Let's just say the thief is a little underpowered. Okay. And let's just say,
shocking.
Yeah, imagine that. And maybe the ranger and the warrior and the dark knight are just burly motherfuckers. Okay, I mean, even the white mage has like 50 less hit points than like the thief class or whatever. Okay, at nearly a thousand.
Does he at least dodge a lot?
No. Fuck no, I don't think they can miss me, I'm pretty sure. No, of course not. That would be like overpowering the thief. God, no. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. I switched him to a ranger just because he goes from doing like, you know, 120 to 1800 points of damage. And he's like,
you can't steal potions at level 30-something.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking 50-point heal potions. All right? And my ranger class is like 8 levels below my thief class just because like you had to play that to unlock you had to play something for a while to unlock Ranger. Mm. There is a lot of classes, though, and some of them are way cool to check out. Everybody has, like, little different outfits, and they're all different in some little tiny way, I noticed. It took me a while to notice that, too. Like, if you had four red mages, they wouldn't all look the same.
Right.
There's a little difference in each one of them. I mean, even if it's something dumb, like a little amulet, most of the time their boots look a little different, like they're laced different or something like that. The girl usually has, like, short skirts on or something mm-hmm. instead of, like, full pants or whatever. So, you know, I mean, at least there's that. I don't know. It's a great game. Don't expect, you know, a recent game, though. They did not steal the Final Fantasy III story and put it into a new game. This is Final Fantasy III with new graphics. Mm-hmm. Don't expect any more than that. You still have your airships. You can, you know, you have Cid. You know, you can talk to Cid. He's there, you know, and he's got a whole little storyline and everything. As far as, like, stuff they actually added, I guess they added, like, Three jobs, I think. I don't know which of them that they are, though, but whatever. You know, who cares? Because I'm telling you, you can make the killer part. You could. Ribo was mana burning the game. Four black mages. Fucking A. But you know what? All you need, I swear to God, is four geomancers. I swear to God. Unlimited mana, almighty power of the world. It's crazy. It's badass. But. So, I use a very generic party a lot of the times, and this is no exception. White mage, black mage. Warrior, thief, who became a ranger, okay? Mm. And then I can unlock ninja, I mean, there's dragoons, there's all kinds of shit. Scholar, which is absolutely useless. I mean, you know, they do like 10 points of damage, and their only ability is scan. You know, to tell you how many hit points, the name, and what their weakness is. But my white mage has a spell that does the exact same fucking thing and can hit for more than the scholar and like can heal. MP. You know, yeah, yeah. So it's just that, well, you don't have magic. You don't have mana. You know, you remember in the old ones, you didn't have mana. You had, you get 10 level 1 spells.
Oh.
Remember, you get, you know, then down from there, 8 level 2 spells. Then as you, I mean, I'm up to like 30 level 1 spells, you know, right. But I can only use 0 level 6 and like 3 level 5s, I think, something like that. So you kind of have to, you know, balance that out yourself. It's actually a pretty solid length, too, it seems like. Not massive RPG length. I mean, I'm 15 hours in, and you can see the end of the game, it seems like, in coming in 10 hours, mm-hmm. you know, at most. It just feels like I'm coming right up on it pretty soon, because I've got 3 of the 4 crystals, you know, you're chasing some bad dude around, and there's nowhere else to go. I'm down to like 5 places, it seems like, that I can actually go, unless a whole new world spawns somewhere, you know? Which isn't bad, though.
That has happened.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. Look at Final Fantasy VI. That game, all of a sudden, you get to do the whole world over again. It's fat. And I was actually shocked I could go underwater in this. Mm-hmm. I just got, in fact, that's where I'm at right now, and I'm like, oh, wow, a whole place to go. But it's not big.
Right.
There's like 2 things underwater, and it's like, oh, okay, whatever. And you know, I'm already on the second, like, land place, too. So, you know, you can just, like, see the end of the game coming. But, you know, so, I mean, even if it weighs in at 25 hours, it's still a really fun 25 hours. And who knows? Maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about. And maybe it's a full 60-hour game, but I don't think so. It does not seem like it's going to last much longer, which is sad, because I'm really, really enjoying myself on this game. The 3D combat is cool. And I'd say, like, my biggest problem with this game is when you're at the end of your combat, like, the combat's fine. It doesn't seem like it's slow or anything. But it's after the combat, when all of a sudden, you know, it gives you the one line where it's like, you know, you've gained whatever experience points. And it's playing the Final Fantasy theme at this point in time. And then you press, you know, the button or click the screen and it says, you've found this item. And then you press the button and click the screen again. And then it says, you know, this character gained this much experience. So you press the button again or click the screen and it says, this character gained a level, and then you do it again, and he says, and his job went up a level, and you click the screen again, and then it says, your second character got this much experience, you know, or went up a level. It's like, oh my fucking god. Usually, after the first, you know, couple hours, though, it's harder to get levels, so it doesn't happen like every 2 combats where it takes you 10 minutes to get out of it.
Right.
You know, I'm exaggerating. It's not that bad. I don't even notice it all that much anymore, like, hardly at all. I'm like level 30 or something, or 27 or something. And, like, you can, it gets in your head, that fucking Final Fantasy song.
I was just
going to
say, I'm usually too busy sitting there going,
I'm tapping it on the buttons. Like, I'm tapping along with the beat while I'm waiting, and I'm cool with that. You know, it's all good, so whatever. I mean, overall, though, the game, just a blast to play. It does seem like it may be too easy at some points, but I bet if you pick different classes, it would be, like, way too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The gear system is very simplistic, but it's old. You know, you don't have 27 choices of weapons to use. You go to the new town, and it has new gear, so you buy that gear. End of story. You know, or you find it in the dungeon, and it's the same shit you just almost could have bought, but you were broke and didn't, you know. Same with the spells. There's just, you know, a spell progression, you go up the list. But it's fine. It's an old game, okay? It has an online capability. Mognet. I thought that was so cute. Mognet. And you can mail other players using their, you know, incredibly easy to remember and friendly friend code.
Right.
You know, so Rybo and I chat back and forth and call each other gay and stuff like that. But it's lame because you have to, well, you can use the buttons, I guess. It seems like it's easier to touch the screen to type, though. So you type, you know, okay, hi, so you click H, you click I, then you won't need to put a space in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go from the letters page to the symbols page. So you click over on symbols, and then you click space, and you click back on letters because you need to type again. Why couldn't they just put space on the letters page?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the most common thing you're going to hit,
mm-hmm.
and it's on a whole separate page than actual letters? That's stupid. That's really dumb. But you can mail in-game characters, too, like Sid. And, you know, these people that you meet, you just send a mail, you just walk up to a Moogle and hit mail Sid. And
oh, okay.
Once an hour, you can mail somebody.
I thought you were saying you could mail Sid to Rybo.
Oh. No. So you can send mail to the NPCs, you know, and it's cool because, like, they'll give you little extra quests or whatnot, and they'll talk to you and say, stop by sometime, and yada yada, you know. It's pretty neat, though. It's as far as the offline component. The online part of it, I think, sucks. Trying to email somebody else is just friggin' stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $39.99, I'm going to have to go with $35 for old RPG fans. And the reason I have to ding it is the online thing seems like it takes away from the game almost. It's really weird. Like in the email, like they changed it just to be new.
Mm-hmm.
But if they wanted to change a little bit, why don't they just spruce the whole thing up, right? And it does slow down. On the overworld, holy crap. Sometimes you can feel the DS is chugging. Mm. And it's just having it, not often, but often enough that you're like, God damn, this thing's having a hell of a time. You know? But it looks it's just a hell of a lot of fun. But I'm going to go with 35, which is a little bit low, I think, for old RPG fans. I think that that's a decent rating for it. And I want to go with $25 for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that just don't appreciate it, they won't understand it. You know, they just,
Seven was their first. And...
You know, right, exactly. They just don't see it, but they can still trudge through it because they understand the whole leveling up system, you know, and it's got the eye candy for them, you know, a 3D DS game.
Right.
I just think they won't accept it, I think, like it should be. A lot of them won't, anyway. A lot of them won't. So that's the last review that we had. We're going on 2 hours here. I just wanted to mention I did want to do some movie reviews because the Xbox Live Video Marketplace opened up. And it would have been great. I was all ready to spend like $10 on fucking movies and TV shows just to check out the service, but the service doesn't work. Damn, internet's broken. The tubes are clogged. Somebody call Mario and Luigi. Right? Dispatch them out. So maybe someday, soon, hopefully Microsoft will straighten that out.
And have some decent movies on there.
Yeah, that too. And a service that works properly. A lot of people were having some different problems with it. So.
Less than actually going to the theater.
I'll say this. Microsoft fucks it up bad the first time, but they usually fix things.
Mm.
You know, and it's like, it leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths at first. You know, it's just like, wow, that sucked. But they fix it and they make it awesome. So I have high hopes for it, but I'll never use it.
Yeah.
Not for real. No way. Never going to happen. But I'd like to review it. I'd like to see the quality of the standard.
I could see myself doing it if it was like $250.
Yeah,
for a single watch of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. That's, I guess, that's better than what they want, like $4 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see, though. I definitely want to check it out, just to take a look, if anything, you know. Like, just to play around with it. I mean, I'm so enthralled with the damn 360. I'm going to just stamp fanboy right on my head, all right? So, we're out. Peace. I swear to God, we're not doing a long show next week.
Later.